My name is Leo Lockwood. I've been very involved in music. I think music has been my one of my best strengths, and it's been one of my resources that I've used to kind of keep me in track as far as where I'm at today. I think the whole influence of music started way back when I was in the third grade. I was shipped off to a boarding school. And at the time, there wasn't very many activities. And with the boarding school life, there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of rivalry between kids. And one of the things that I've done was I've retreated into my room for safety. And they had this phonograph that you could check out. And I found it more comforting to go check out the phonograph and listen to all, you know, they had some classical music and kind of some up-to-date music, but and then just staying by myself and listening to music. And then after a while, as I got a detail, there was one of the personnel would give me a little bit of money every now and then. I bought myself a pair of drumsticks from the local music store. And I put one of the album covers, I just put it on top of the garbage can, the square garbage cans, and I would start drumming to the beat of the music. And I've done that for 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And, you know, from all that time, I was getting real interested in the rudiments of music and drumming. And I was really influenced by a lot of the musical selection that they had, and I wanted more. And then when I got into high school, there was into Flandreau, they had equipment there that for a band, you know, drums, guitars, and amps. And I've never played on a full drum set, and I tried it out, and it seemed so easy for me, you know, from all the years of just working with music and kind of understanding how the beat goes, you know. And it came natural for me as a drummer, and then later on I picked up the bass guitar and the regular guitar and just start, you know, singing music from there. One time we played down at Vermilion at a place called the Crow's Nest, and they kind of had to get special permission to book us in there because we were all underage. And as we were playing, there was this guy that just happened to stumble in the door. He was kind of drinking, and he came up to the band. And he said, my name's Floyd Westerman. Do you mind if I do a few numbers with you? And we didn't know who he was. But once he got on stage, he was playing all these songs, and he just kind of like, we're just thinking, gee, I wish this guy would go away. He's taking over the whole show. But I always remember that. He probably don't remember us. And little did I know, a few months later, he came to the school with his whole band. And they sounded good. He had his records and everything. And it was just like, wow, man, he was right there playing with us, you know. And music was one of the biggest things that kept me in school. I think if it wasn't for music, because my academics weren't that great, and I really didn't like being in school, because to me it was like, I don't really want to do this English, and I don't really want to do this writing, but I know that this weekend I got to dance in Mardi, so I'm just going to kind of hang in there so I can get that done, you know. But I eventually did, and as I got done with that, I eventually went on to community college. I got my associate's degree, and then the school was encouraging me, go a little more, and I got my bachelor's degree, and they kept encouraging me, and I got my master's degree, and now I'm sitting here thinking, I got my master's degree, and I'm a kid that didn't even like school. But I'm saying, you know, if that music wasn't there in the beginning, I probably wouldn't even have a GED, you know. And I always look at music as my stepping stone that took me a lot of places, that got me to where I'm at today.